The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, September the 29th. One more day in the month of September. And we've bounced and jostled and romped our way through September. Phone lines here are 530-605-456.
Could you say that again, please?
We have bounced and romped and jostled our way through the month of September. We have one more day. It's a Friday. And then we go into October, and you know what happens in October. Yes. Yes, that's when we pay homage to witches and all types of things like that and toward the end of the month. Let me go back to this. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And if you go to KCNR1460.com, you can listen to us all over the world. It's a scary thought. I know it's a scary thought. No matter where you go, there we are. Wake up with us in the morning. Go to sleep with us at night. KCNR. And then you can join our chat room just by just putting your name down and joining.
Well, speaking of the chat room, we've got to talk about that in a minute after you make your introductions.
Well, you know what? Yesterday, I have to say this. Bad Bob was a flutter. Now, Bad Bob never gets a flutter at all. He doesn't get this way. I mean, every so often we do things to him on purpose to make him go crazy. But he just doesn't. Normally, he's pretty laid back. And he was trying to get out of here. I said, no, we got to record this spot here. And he goes, okay. And so we're recording it. And I said, well, I don't like this one part. I have to do it again. Meanwhile, I'm watching him. He's starting to stare at me. Bad Bob is just staring at me. And I go, okay, Bad Bob, what is it? So, Bad Bob, tell everybody, what had your heart fluttering here?
Okay, well, the Belongi Entertainment Enterprise is moving into the next phase of video entertainment with a high-definition camera system, and it was in the UPS truck, and I didn't want it running all over the county yesterday because things can happen. And my UPS guy's great, but accidents happen, and the whole thought of opening up a new video camera and having it look like a maraca,
right,
just did not appeal to me. So
now you've got it. You've opened it.
Yes.
Is it?
No, he's carrying it around. Can't you tell? Look at him. Look at him. He's carrying it around with him. And look at his half.
Kind of like you with your rangefinder.
Okay.
I told him it was my version of the camber. are you guys tired of summer? Have you just about had enough?
Okay. What's it say?
Special weather statement, wet and windy weather possible next week. A series of cold fronts coming across Northern California. Temperatures will start to cool this weekend ahead of the cold front. And then Monday, rain showers across the region. Summer is apparently fading away.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you something.
Speaking of someone who doesn't fade away, someone who is hot, just hot as the summer sun.
And you know, I'm a California girl, and I love the introduction. Welcome. Love you guys being with us this morning. Always, always, always. Chat Pack will be there tomorrow. Of course, the Country Kitchen at 10. It's going to be so fun to just laugh with you guys and hang out, you know, celebrate life. And it is currently 65 degrees. But you know what? I have to, for women that are listening right now, I have a pair of white pants that are like pedal pushers that I got next door at Dandelion, that have been hanging there with tags in my closet. Got them on sale. And I thought, I have to wear these before the season's out. Well, the season literally on the East Coast, and I hope I'm not a hussy today by wearing white pants, because certain parts of the world after Labor Day, it is not kosher.
I think the pants look fine. You probably should put on a top, though.
Oh, stop. Anyway.
Another reason Bad Bob's a flutter.
Anyway, I just have to laugh because I think women probably think that, oh, God, it's still warm out. What's wrong with wearing white pants? Californians don't really kind of follow the dress code, I think, to some of the Southern and East Coast traditions.
Yeah,
but
we don't follow Californians don't follow a lot of codes, like not spending too much money and all that stuff.
Well, here's one of our traditions that we've started here in KCNR. Wells Fargo moment. What is going on in the market today?
Rocky,
how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, we're doing great, Rocky. How about you?
Whoa. Doing very well.
Great.
Well, the stock index futures suggested a higher open for the major averages after better-than-expected U.S. economic reports and a vote by Germany's lower house of parliament to approve the expansion of the European bailout fund. Initial jobless claims fell 37,000 to 391,000 last week, much lower than the 420,000 initial claims that analysts expected. U.S. second quarter gross domestic product grew 1.3%, up from the previous estimate for growth of 1%. Dow is currently up 210 points at 11,220, NASDAQ up 24 points at 2,516, and the S&P 500 now up 21 points at 1,173. Oil's up $2.15 at $83 a barrel, gold up $4.39 to $1,613, and silver now up 41 cents, $30.27 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, Chevron's up $2.07 at $93.81, and IBM's now gained $2.98 to $180.45 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right, Rocky. Well, we all know that it's going to be a big weekend for the monster trucks. We have a bunch of other stuff happening, too. So when we come back, we're going to be giving away tickets. Hang in with us. And this is KCNR 1460. Glad you're with us.
Can't wait for fight night? You don't have to. Come to Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge the night before for our Ring Girl competition. Who's voting? Who's going to win? You, the audience, will be the judges. Friday, October 7th at 9 o'clock. Ladies, want to enter for your chance to be a Ring Girl in the five-knuckle showdown? Sign up at the River Club by 3 o'clock on Friday, October 7th. Join DJ Sammy as he's hosting this Ring Girl competition event while live in the mix with his premier video mixer. First place wins $200 cold hard cash. Second wins $100. Ring Girls live in the ring for the five knuckle showdown. Ladies, sign up now at the River Club and compete to win your Ring Girl rights. $2 drafts and $3 well drinks all night long in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle until 3 a.m. That'll take you anywhere within the Reading Anderson city limits. For all the details, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Must be 21 to participate in this event. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Okay, why don't you give the weather, you know, just the specific today.
One more time. Currently 65 degrees, and we're looking at a sunny day today. Highs are going to be around 95 with a mostly clear evening with lows of around 63. It looks like tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 86, partly cloudy. Friday night with a low of around 59. And like Bob said, when we look into the Saturday and the Sunday and the Monday forecasts here from the National Weather Service, we are going to be in the 20% chance of showers, but of course we all know that that's changing, and that's going to be from Saturday on. So, folks, this is that time that you start to get your stuff in order for, you know, that if you want it to, not just a sprinkle, but if it's in the rain, you know, your stuff.
Yeah, it's not going to stop things like the monster truck rally.
No, that'll be even better in the mud.
That's going to be great. That's right. It's out at Tehama.
We've got a couple tickets here, folks. These are two tickets for Friday night. Tomorrow I'll give away the Sunday tickets. But these are for Friday night. Right now, if you call, we have two general admission tickets. And that is, again, the show begins at 8 p.m. Friday night. Fun time. Monster Truck tickets, 605-4567. Give us a call.
All right. Unemployment applications this week are down to 391,000. That's the lowest it's been since August 6th. Usually they're over 400,000, but still 391,000 is still getting up there. But that's kind of the good news. Bad news, of course, is that our economy only grew at 1.3% in the second quarter for a total of 0.9% for 6 months. We are not climbing out of this recession like that. We are not climbing out. And then we see things like Coca-Cola says doing business with China is easier than doing business with his own government. He says you go in there, you go to one spot, and you can get all the questions answered. Of course, it's a communist nation, which is a huge drawback in that fact. But still, then you have General Electric moving parts of their business over there and investing billions in China instead of here. So my question is why is that? Why are they doing that over there? They see that as a burgeoning market, something that's opening up for them. But why are we continuing to move billions of dollars like that to China? And under this president, and in fact, under the last president also, there's something there. And then the other part, of course, is Boeing wanting to move their factories, which they've already built, to South Carolina, and the government is keeping them from doing it. Now, why is that? Why can't a privately owned business move its company, move its headquarters, and move its factory to another state? It's not moving to China. It's not moving to Mexico. Why is the government fighting them? Is it because of the unions? Could it be? Yes, of course it is. It's just silly. If Boeing wants to move their factories to South Carolina, so what? So what? If it means that they can stay competitive and they're staying in the United States, they still paying, great wages to work there, then why can't they move? What is it about this administration? Are they owned by the unions? Or by the special interest groups? Is that what it is? Is he teetering from one special interest group to another, making promises? Because here comes the election, and he sure as hell cannot run on his platform of, hey, we did great in the economy. So is it the other things? And we're going to talk more about that later.
All right.
You want to hear? What?
Go ahead.
Oh, well, you just
you're on your roll.
Well, medical marijuana, my friends. For all my friends with those 215s, no ownership or possessions of guns, of firearms. That's right.
Has this been made into law?
No, it's been a law. See, it's been a law for years and for decades. And Patrick Jones was taken to task by people, along with the other gun shops, but he specifically was singled out because it was just something else to attack, Jones on last year when it came to the unions and all that. And, but he was, Jones, Ford, Bastiani and all that, you fill out at Bastiani Arms, when you buy a weapon, you fill out a federal form that says, I do not use nor am I addicted to these drugs. And marijuana, I think, almost leads the list. So what's happened is the federal firearms regulators are telling the gun shops it's illegal for someone who uses marijuana to possess or buy guns or ammunition, regardless of whether states have passed laws allowing patients to use the drug for medicinal purposes. It's cut and dried. Now, how do you change that? You change the law. The people that are selling weapons are not going to change it. Or you lie on the form. Now, that's up to you. That's a personal thing if you want to lie. Because as people say, well, what about people that use, Vicodin and Percocet and all these others? It's not on there. There's been prescribed form. Yeah, get over it. Those are legal. Sorry. It's legal. But they're addicted to them. It causes them to act funny. It's legal. They're using it illegally, but it's legal.
So it's Prozac.
You can sit there and have your joint, and it calms you, makes you sleep better. It works for you. It works for you. It doesn't mean that you're going to go out and use a weapon and kill people. No. But it's illegal. And, when it gets right down to it's legal or it's illegal, this is illegal. So, I tell you what, there's hundreds of people, this law is so screwed up, blah, 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 blah. It may be. But when California had the chance to legalize marijuana in the last election, in a referendum, it failed. Why do you think it failed? It failed because the government said, you legalize it, we're going to come in and drop the hammer on you. Because it's not legal anywhere else. So, I think it's kind of a big thing. What do you think? You think, is it a big thing? Should the law be changed? Should you go to your representatives, your elected representatives, say, you need to change this. Marijuana is not a problem here. And then you go on up to Mrs. Brown up in Trinity County and find out if it's a problem with her when she's surrounded with gunfire and I've got something different. Those are the marijuana wars. We'll talk about that. All right.
Meanwhile, I've got those two tickets still for Friday night to the Monster Truck Nationals. Coming back after the break, I've got a couple things that I wanted to pull. I want to tell you what's going around town this weekend, of course, what's going on, tell you what's happened this day in history, and share with you 10 craziest excuses for being late in the workforce. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Out, out, 65 degrees, 7:24 in the morning. Love it. Today.
Those endorphins are really kicking in, aren't
they? I'm telling you, today. Well, we did work out this morning. We have to thank Carl. Carl, another Carl, who, you know, just when you think there is no way ever you're going to be able to do it. You know you've got to when somebody's knocking on your door at 5:30 and saying, "Get you know ready
get
with
your fat butts up."
He's got his ropes and he's got his pads and the ball. And we are working.
We're talking about working out here.
Yeah.
Okay, they're not ropes. They're those bungee things
those
that you use.
Things.
And we take off down the road with the elk killer. in the lead.
Yeah, we you know what, and I'm so glad. I feel really grateful. Adamson's Peak Performance, you know, we were able to work this thing out where this guy comes and we can, because we've had 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we keep saying, don't make excuses. We were guilty of, you know, the business, everything got in the way. So having him come to the house has been a great, great thing for us. So highly recommend it. It's just nice to have, wow, it's really been working out. So today in history, wouldn't it be lovely? My Fair Lady Day closed on this day in 1962 after a run of 6.5 years. Wow, that's a long time to have a run. At that time, the show held the Broadway record for the longest-running musical of all time. 3,750,000 people watched the wonderful show and heard tunes like Wouldn't It Be Lovely, Show Me, Get Me to the Church on Time, I'm an Ordinary Man, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, and the Vic Damone, Robert Goulet standard On the Street Where You Live. The team of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe turned George Bernard Shaw play Pygmalion into a colorful musical production. They gave a new life to the rough around the edges Cockney flower girl, the subject of a bet between Professor Higgins, just you wait, and Riggins, and a colleague. The professor bet that he would turn Eliza Doolittle into a proper lady, and with a little bit of luck, he did it. And so thus, My Fair Lady was made into a motion picture in 1964 and won 7 Academy Awards for Best Picture. We have it on our, well, we've got like
a got a DVR. We've got it in DVD. We got it in all that. And Gator's favorite movie, musical, is South Pacific.
Love it.
Think that, you know what? I think that's a great one. I can just see Gator bouncing around the house singing, Bloody Mary is the girl I love.
Great music. You know, every now and then you pulled out one for me that when I had the flu. What was that?
Little Abner.
Little Abner. You had it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you had to go search for it.
I must have gotten in a group of movies, you know, or something. Anyway. Hey, do you find it disturbing in just a little bit of you all, you two, and all of our listeners out there? Here's a woman that killed her dog. Albeit it was kind of nasty. If she did what they said that she did. No, she said, I did not do that. I mean, you know, there's a trial coming on. But don't you find it just a little bit unusual that a woman who has killed a dog faces 3 years in jail, at least 3 years in jail, and people wanting to burn her?
Well, did you see that happen with Vic?
And the man who kills another man punches him, you know, from the side. Guy hits his head. Martinez dies. And he's facing, like, house arrest or something like that. He doesn't go to jail.
I bet you if she was a star athlete, she wouldn't be going to jail.
Do you find that? I find that unusual. And I know what? And I'm not sure. And I think it's because, you know, people, you know, love their animals. Like, if somebody went over and stomped on Elk Killer, I can think of all types of things that would befall them. But It's still, when it gets down to it,
like breath,
it's a person's life, a soul. Does an animal have a soul? But when you take a person's life, that's it. It's over. There's nothing else they will achieve. There will be nothing else for them. And yet we get angry and we want to put people in jail. We want to say horrible things about them that kill an animal. Like this, and yet the ire for the other one is, you know, even though, and I'm using Martinez's case, which did cause a lot of ire, had a lot of ramifications.
It's still not over.
It's others. You see, a homeless guy. A homeless guy gets beat to death by 3 thugs. It's in the paper, and that's it. It's over. It's over. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong where we put that much attention on an animal being killed. And yet a man or a woman being beaten to death by thugs, 1 page and that's it.
Well,
not even a page. And sometimes it's not even on the front page. Sometimes it's on the side.
Well, the perfect example is how we idolize our sport, our athletes. Like Michael Vick is considered to, you know, like it never happened.
Well, that's true. All right, got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio. Join us on the other side.
From the Fox Business Network, better than expected economic news is helping boost the markets in early trading on Wall Street. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 232 points, green arrows across the board. The number of people filing first-time jobless claims fell to a five-month low. 391,000 people applied for the first-time benefits. That's well below what economists expected. The estimate was for 420,000. And a slight uptick in U.S. growth during the second quarter. GDP was revised higher to 1.3% growth. That's up from the prior reading of just 1%. The economy got a boost from higher consumer spending and an increase in exports. And H&R Block says it's stopping service under its Express Tax brand. It helped people file taxes early and aimed to get them refunds quickly. The tax services provider said it will record a pre-tax charge of about 2 to 3 cents per share in its fiscal second quarter related to that service, which it's discontinuing. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Nursery looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from OneMain Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
City Financial is now OneMain Financial. Still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco & Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco & Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Cranberry Foundation presents Taste of Germany, Saturday, October 1st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Germany is a unique evening of German decor, music by Candice Lavasi, live and silent auction, German cuisine, and beverages. Proceeds benefit the Shasta Library Foundation Endowment Fund and special projects. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. 65 degrees here on KCNR 734.
Oh, it's the 29th of September. It's almost time to flip the calendar.
We have skipped.
Huge weekend.
We have skipped and jumped and just had a great time. A gambled through. Hey, by the way.
Gambled?
Gambled. Oh. Like. Okay, the walk of life. I want to tell everybody, I saw Bad Bob's new camera. I just want to know, Bad Bob, do you think it was as good for that camera as it was for me?
You're a sick man, but I like that in a person.
I did smell the new electronics. I like, let me smell it.
It was good for me. I feel like having a cigar.
I'm going to shoot some video here of you guys for
we're so gross. Yeah, right. What do you do when you're on lack of sleep? You just got to make it happen.
Okay, but you know, one of the ways that we make it happen is with guests and with the people in our community. And we have Curtis Byron, who is here, and he's going to talk to us about the Luis Miramontes Memorial Fund.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you guys today?
Great.
Good. Or foundation, I should
foundation,
say.
Foundation, yeah. It's okay.
Okay, shoot. Let's just tell it, you know, share with our listeners what's going on.
Okay, well, tonight is our charter night where we're introducing the foundation to the public and the sponsors that have been supporting us for the last 6 months as we've been getting this thing going. It's at 5:30 at Gold Hills. Public's welcome. $5 donation. We're having the Riverview Sunset Rotary, who Louis was a member of, which is my Rotary Club, is sponsoring a golf tournament tomorrow to help fund the foundation.
You guys are fun.
Yes.
You know, are you going to get dinged because you said
it
out loud?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
That's
but
okay.
It's worth it.
You're dinged by a good group.
It's
so.
For Louis. So that's tomorrow. We've got about 60 to 70 players right now. We can have 10 to 20 more if anybody out there wants to play. We still have room. It's all the money goes to seed the foundation. And one of the things that our board has been working diligently with our executive director. And last week when I was here, we were talking about our goal of bringing the Da Vinci to Reading, the Da Vinci laser surgical machine. I am pleased to announce that due in no small part to our foundation, Mercy is committed to bring it by the end of the year.
Great.
They're going to bring the Da Vinci to Reading.
Oh, super.
Okay.
That gives us a whole new level of treatment.
For that
us. Is right. Just fascinating. So would you share with our listeners, perhaps they didn't hear last week, what is the Da Vinci laser machine?
It is a precise surgical machine. It's it reduces the severity of the surgery by just being microscopic. My brother-in-law went in for prostate surgery and had a scar that big. It just goes in. It's completely precise. It's all, you know, the I've actually seen a picture where the surgeon's over here and the machine's over there, it can be used.
The more precise that they can get. Like, and let's just talk about prostate
evasion.
Surgery.
Evasion.
Yeah.
Less evasion.
Less invasive. But the thing about it is, especially in something like prostate cancer, they can come in. If they can cut, you know, more precisely, the chances of there being after effects of that type of surgery are a lot less.
Right.
So it's, you know, and so this type of machine here in our city for the North State is just really a great step forward.
We applaud you. We applaud, of course, the Sunset Rotary and of this foundation that has been able to accumulate the funds in order to make that happen. It's a miracle.
Yeah, we're in the process. Like I said, we're going to keep going with this. In the conversations with Mercy, they committed to purchase it. That we still need to raise money for the installation and the upgrades and all the training and stuff because they have to train their surgeons. They have told us that they're going to bring surgeons in from down south to help train all the surgeons up here. I mean, this is huge. It's just a really big deal because now, you know, obviously when they get this thing up and running, you don't have to go to San Francisco. We'll have quality care in Reading. It'll help the North State economically, you know, everything. It's just, it's huge.
You heard it first here.
Well, it's people like you, Curtis, and the folks. It takes a team, and we so often hear through the news and just on a daily level of the doom and gloom, you know, businesses closing and so on and so forth. And here,
is this light of, you know, healing and hope, and we're moving forward, and this is a really great thing. I mean, truly, if we were really full of doom and gloom, something like this wouldn't happen.
That's right.
So this is a beautiful way to start the day and give out information to the people listening that we're going places.
That's right. And I did want to, for anybody out there that wants to get more information, Mark Korth and a lot of the people from Mercy will be there tonight. If people have any questions or anything, you know. Like,
and this is open to
yes,
everybody.
Open, yeah.
Okay, and where's it going to be at again?
Gold Hills, 5:30 tonight.
Gold Hills, 5:30 tonight.
You know, and like I said, we're excited. We just found out about it a couple of days ago, and we got permission to say something today. So,
oh, man.
That's great.
Like I said, I don't know the details. All I know is that Mark informed us that they were committed to bring it to Reading this year. So we're just really excited about that.
Super.
Oh, good.
Somebody from KCNR, I'm sure, will send. We want to support you and just bring in the yay.
Yeah.
Bring in the yay.
Yeah, bring in the yay.
Yeah,
you know, this is fabulous. Yeah.
Let's say Rotary Club one more time for you. Sunset Rotary, just, you know, in case you were going to get, in case they missed it the first time.
Yeah, we left Tiff Gilmore. I mean, let's just throw me under the bus, Carl. Everybody else.
Well, we had somebody here the other day. We said he was also Exchange Club, did the same thing in the Rotary. So we said it four or five times, and you know, finally had his head on the desk, going, "No, stop."
Oh. They're just glad I'm not the president anymore. So you know, it's like whatever.
Sunset Rotary is a. Is a fun group, that's for sure.
Love their logo.
What is it, a glass of beer?
Martini and cigars.
Okay, what can we say?
Yep.
You find the one that fits your personality.
And April 14th, we're having the foundation is having the comedy show and dinner down at Wind River.
Okay.
Sometime in July, we are going to be bringing a big-name concert series into Reading. And then our kickoff golf tournament will be next September, late September, early October, where it'll be a 3 or 4 day event.
Great. So we need to put the calendar out for 2012.
Absolutely.
And start to mark these days. Now, are you guys going to do, usually it's April, I think, that you do the salmon feet.
It'll be, okay. It's right now we're set for, let's see, March 29th, I believe, is the date for that one. So I'll get you guys tickets for that.
Well,
you got to come for that
one.
Oh,
no, we have to tell everybody about it. So we're not going to miss it.
Okay.
Well, I gave you the date, so now you put it down.
Now we put it down. Our guest has been Curtis Byron, and we're talking about the Louise Miramontes Memorial Foundation, which has led to having the Da Vinci
laser surgery
coming in here, a surgical machine coming in here to Reading. Just made the announcement. Mercy is backing it, coming in. This is just great. I can't say enough. Meeting tonight, 5:30. Everybody's invited.
Yes.
5:30 at Gold Hills.
Yeah.
Okay. Any phone numbers in case people want to call?
Yeah. If you've got any questions, call Randy Jensen at 515-6837.
Okay.
Or they can call myself at 224-2345. And, you know, we'll answer any questions, get everybody lined up. Sponsorships, you know, if you guys are interested, actually come tonight if you're interested in sponsoring, becoming part of the foundation. We'll have all information on that tonight. So,
can someone sponsor a hole?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
Well, thanks so much for dropping by here, and
thank you.
You know, you bring coffee too. I mean, it's great.
You're the best.
Well, I take care of the people. Take care of me.
All right, we got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, 7:43 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
So excited to invite you to our new old school restaurant located in the Pine Street School. Gather your family and friends and take a step back in time to dine at our newly refurbished downtown restaurant. We have many of mine and hopefully yours as well, favorites on our very affordable and casual menu. For lunch, enjoy a refreshing San Francisco sweet crab Louie, or maybe the old English beer battered fish and chips, or an amazing array of delicious and unique sandwiches and burgers such as our very own Bacon Juicy Lucy. For dinner, you'll find the comfort foods I was raised on, like moist chicken and herb dumplings, zesty homestyle meatloaf smothered in old fashioned mushroom gravy, shrimp carbonara, the popular macadamia nut halibut, and so many other entrees bursting with old school flavors, and even 16 beers on draft. draft to choose from. And for dessert, try my grandpa's coconut bread pudding with vanilla tapioca custard drizzled with a warm whiskey caramel sauce. So take a historic trip into the past at Old School Restaurant. Open for lunch Monday through Friday, serving dinner Monday through Saturday. Get a menu and additional information at oldschoolrestaurant.com or by calling 244-4600.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the white pages or on the internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on your dial if you're driving around. Good morning. 65 degrees right now. We're looking at about 98 today. Time is 7:47 here on 1460 again. Carl and Linda Bott.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley put on a great show there with Espresso Joe's. Get the coffee you want. Great deluxe designer beans that they use in their coffee.
And they have a coffee special that is to die for, $350 this month. Of course, October is going to change, but it has been, and it's not mocha. It is, okay, I don't have it in front of me.
Chocolate stuff? Chocolate mocha.
Their coffee beans are amazing, though, because throughout the year, and especially, you know, that we're going to be entertaining a lot at Christmas time, the coffee beans for 16 ounces go for the amount of what a pound would go for. That's cool.
Okay. They also have the finest walk-in humidor in the state there, and they support all the veterans. Endeavors, and veterans get a discount there. Also, during Big Bike Weekend, they're going to have a big event there, so stay tuned for that. Okay, there's a lot of things going on. Classique Cafe is having something on the celebrate their an anniversary here, I think. Birthday?
It is their 25 years of operation, and you will not find, if you've not been there, and I'm not getting a free meal out of this one, you will not find a better place to go and just see the veteran stuff on the walls and have some pretty darn good food to boot.
I'm thinking it's Friday. They're saying Friday, September 30th. Is that what you're thinking here?
Sounds about right.
Because it says here Friday, October 30th, and I don't think that's a Friday. So we need to find out for sure. But their number is 243-56, and we're going to find out for sure before the show is over about that. Remember we talked about, we had Randy Smith on talking about the creek cleanup that's going to go on 1 October. it's still time to register for the creek cleanup. You just have to give people a call down there at 225-4955, and you can get signed up for that. They're going to, you know, again, it's volunteers going out to cleaning up the creeks and making the places a lot better.
Well, one of the things that came across my desk, are we ready to change subjects?
We are.
Okay. The headlines read, more solar companies led by Democratic donors receive federal loan guarantees. It seems that a Daily Caller investigation has found that in addition to failed company Solandra, at least four other solar panel manufacturing companies receiving in excess of $500 million in loan guarantees from the Obama administration employee executives or board members who have donated large sums of money to Democratic campaigns. And as questions swirl around possible connections between political donations and these preferential financing arrangements, the Obama White House suddenly began deflecting the Daily Caller's questions on Wednesday to the Democratic National Committee. Why not? What do you think about that?
Here's what I think. I think everything that President Obama said about transparency and not doing like the other administrations in front of him was at best naive and at worst a lie. Because guess what? He's as bad, if not worse, than any other president that's been in there as far as keeping things hidden, doing things for special interest groups. In fact, it may even be worse. Because the things he's doing, the things he's led, are having such a severe impact on our country. But to say that, oh, no, we don't do those things. We're going to wait. We're going to let the people see legislation for 5 days before we do anything, before I sign it. But, you know, that, of course, was a lie. Look at the health care bill. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. We got to take a quick break here. But one of the things that you see is when a president says, this is what we're going to do, I'm going to live by these standards, and you find out that not only does he not live by those standards, he never maybe planned to live by those standards. And now, you know, we're losing literally billions of dollars because cronies got special preferential treatment. I'm not saying it didn't happen under Bush. I'm not saying it didn't happen under Clinton. Yes, it does happen. But the point is, it shouldn't happen. It should not be like that. It should be what's right for America, not what's right for your buddy that gives you $50,000 for a re-election campaign.
We just got to note the Classic Cafe dinner is tomorrow.
The 30th.
So it
was a small mistake on the handout there.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday night right here on KCNR 1460. We talk about fun, fashion, what's hot and what's not. We talk to authors, musicians, and it's all live.
We cover entertainment in the North State. Find out what's going on right here, on the spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, and Prestige Gifts. See you Thursday, 6 p.m., right here on KCNR 1460.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This year, Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. Three big days up and down Hilltop. Two of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom exhibit. But everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:56 in the morning, September the 29th. Carl Linda Bott, welcome you back. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hopping into the chat room. Hey, this traveling tribute we talk about that's coming up for Big Bike Weekend, it's going to be, it includes the Cost of Freedom Memorial. It's a one-of-a-kind tribute that honors those who have fallen, into which there is no currently, and for those there is not currently a memorial for their honor and remembrance. Each dog tag permanently records the casualty information for that American hero. The tribute is updated constantly and would be accurate to the day it will arrive in Reading. So, also included the tribute are displays and pictures of the Korean War, World War II, Vietnam War, 9/11 memorial, found in historical documents, displays honoring our police, fire, and casualties at Fort Hood. Big Bike Weekend, you know, it's going to be located on Hilltop Drive this year. And you know, that is great. It's back to Hilltop Drive where people can walk across the street. They can be there with all the vendors.
So cool.
It's going to be cool because it's going to, you know, it can grow. My friends, think about this. Think about having, you know, we talk about 10,000 people showing up. Let's talk about Sturgis. Let's talk about Sturgis, a town of 6,000. It gets 400,000 people that arrive for everything that goes on in that area. If we had 100,000 people here, what would that do to the economy for a week? Hotels, restaurants, bars, everything you can imagine would be picked up, and we could have a huge influx.
I think that, you know, even though people get frustrated, like, again, we had this earlier conversation with Curtis Byron, is that, you know, Reading is on the verge. We're going places. And, you know, it's amazing how many fundraisers that we have and the beautiful things. Now, this weekend, of course, you know, Carl and I are going to be co-emceeing with Ray John for the Bark and Wine, which is going to be at the Red Lion Inn. But something else that is going on that you all need to know about is it's the Shasta Library Foundation, their Taste of Germany. It's a wonderful event. We did the Taste of Spain last year. It's spectacular. And one of the, I would like to read a little paragraph. Our public library is a remarkable grassroots success story, and the role of private donations is critical as we work to sustain what we've built. With over 700, we like to hear that, new library cards issued each month, and with approximately one-third the state average in per capita funding, our challenge is to continue to provide the resources and services that will keep our libraries vibrant and relevant. So for more information, call 246-0146. That's 246-0146 if you're thinking, okay, what would we like to do if you love German food? It's the Taste of Germany. It's a fabulous event, and you know that your money is going to be going to the Shasta Library Foundation.
But tomorrow, they are having, remember, the 25th anniversary Oktoberfest at Classy Cafe. So don't forget about, you know.
What are some of the things on the menu?
Oh, they're going to have Sauerbraten, Lieber in Zwiebeln mit Nudeln, Jägerschnitzel, Schweinebraten, Paprika Hummer mit Nudeln, Schweinebraten mit Nudeln, and we have ways of making you talk. Stop it. Stop laughing at me. They have ways.
And then beer and wine.
And then, of course, tomorrow at 10 a.m. is the chat pack over at Country Kitchen. Come and join us. We're going to have a great time with Yaal.
The Lieben and Zieblen mit Nudeln. The Jagger's Nitto.
We'll see you all on the other side here.
KCNR, Shasta ready.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Fewer Americans lined up for unemployment checks last week. The 391,000 first-time jobless claims, a five-month low. That and slightly revised economic growth higher in the second quarter has Wall Street rallying, the Dow up 150 points. And it keeps getting cheaper to get a mortgage, too, if you can get one. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Yeah, the average for a 30-year fixed mortgage now just above 4%, lowest rate since 1951. And Freddie Mac says the rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage, 3.25%, lowest rate ever for that kind of loan. Now, the drop may not be done. The Fed says it's going to try to further lower long-term Treasury note rates. The 10-year T-bill is the benchmark for home mortgage rates. But the dilemma remains. As low as rates go, a lot of people just don't have the down payment cash to take advantage, Dave.
Rich, one of Michael Jackson's bodyguards, takes the stand today at the singer's doctor's manslaughter trial as prosecutors try to prove Conrad Murray didn't do enough to save Jackson's life after giving him the powerful anesthetic that killed the king of pop. Now that Gaddafi's regime has fallen, four Republican senators are in Libya today. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
And among them, Senator John McCain saying the Libyan uprising has proved the doubters wrong.
The Libyan people have inspired the world.
Senator Lindsey Graham and two others were in Tripoli too for talks with Libya's new rulers. McCain saying now is
a chance for all Libyans to know lasting peace, dignity, and justice.
Fighting is still underway at several Gaddafi loyalist strongholds. Reuters quotes the rebels claiming to have seized an airport in the city of Sirte. Dave?
Alistair, the U.S. ambassador to Syria, egged. Tomatoes also thrown at him as Robert Ford went to meet with a government opposition leader amid Syria's deadly crackdown on protests. Activists also kept Ford trapped in the Damascus building for hours. A countdown in Chinese. They launched an unmanned space module, China putting together its plan to assemble a space station next decade. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Someday I can be a marine biologist. Or a park ranger. Oh, a conservationist. I know! I want to drive a train.
Helping the planet, it's a value kids and CSX share. Up to five times more fuel efficient than trucks, CSX trains are the most environmentally friendly way to move goods on land. Learn more at CSX.com. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to AdvanceAutoParts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, and with live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save 15% on orders of $100 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Newt Gingrich has a new contract with America, an update on the one that made him House Speaker in 1995.
The reason's simple. We're in much more trouble today than we were back in 1994 or 1980, and we need much bigger solutions than we needed back then.
Gingrich is fourth with 11% in the new Fox Republican poll that has Rick Perry fading and Herman Cain surging.
Mitt Romney retakes the lead with 23%. Debate gaffes costing Rick Perry his support falling 10% from late August to 19%. Cain's getting 17%. Michelle Bachmann, who polled at 15% back in July, now near the bottom with 3%.
Fox News Radio's Jane Metzler. The House is expected by voice vote to soon approve money to fund the government, but only through Tuesday, setting up another debate on more funding next week. A break in the case in rural Indiana, where five people were found shot to death in two homes over the weekend.
A man wanted in the attempted armed robbery of an Indiana pharmacy earlier this year is now in police custody. State Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden says they think David Eisen knows about or had a part in another crime in Laurel, Indiana.
As a result of that arrest, our detectives were able to learn some information about the five murders here in Franklin County on Stips Hill Road.
Roy Napier, his wife Angela, their 23 and 18-year-old children, and a neighbor, Henry Smith, were all shot to death. Police say David Eisen has a long criminal record and has not been charged in Sunday's killings. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
He has two names to go along with his nine lives, because Frank and Louis the cat has two faces, two mouths, and three eyes. A so-called Janus cat, named for the Roman two-faced god. And he's going in the Guinness Book of World Records. Why? For living 12 years, more than any other Janus cat. Most born that way survive just a few days. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning again. 8:05, September the 29th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And the chat room is going alive and wild again, as usual, at KCNR1460.com. In fact, they're having their chat pack breakfast tomorrow at Country Kitchen.
We'll be there.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I've got a couple things that are,
let's give away some things here before we get a call.
More things came across the desk.
John Walker is going to be calling us about 10 after. He's John Walker has worked all over the world works in counterterrorism, has worked against the pirates, does in training for emergency preparedness for police and federal agencies, has a varied background. And we're going to talk about things that he has seen, things that he believes is going on, that he sees going on. And also, I think, which is important, is how aware are we of what's going on around us, and how can we protect ourselves in that sense? You know, we talk about emergency preparedness, but there's other things too. Just today, you see where they arrested somebody for plotting a terrorist threat against the United States using these little model planes and explosives. So.
All right. Well, listen, before we've got a couple callers on, so I'm not sure if we're okay. This is what I'm going to do. I have in front of me, I love this, they kind of accumulate towards the end of the week. Our media date for Riverfront Playhouse is for the Masquerade Murders, and that is the 30th. So I would love to take the first caller, and I'm going to give you four. So there's four tickets, a really great show that was written and produced and directed by Bill and Lisa Collins. So if you feel like going to the theater Friday night, that's tomorrow night, this is a complimentary pass. Do give us a call at 605-4567, and you can go to the theater tomorrow night. Love it.
Okay. While we're waiting for that, let's go to the Wells Fargo advisor here, Rocky Henderson. He's going to entertain us here and give us the great news with the Market Minute. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning. The Dow and Nasdaq rallied in early trading following better-than-expected U.S. economic reports and a vote by Germany's lower house of parliament to approve the expansion of the European bailout fund. Initial jobless claims fell 37,000 to 391,000 last week, much lower than the 420,000 initial claims that analysts expected. U.S. second quarter gross domestic product grew 1.3%, up from the previous estimate for a growth of 1%. The upward revision was boosted by exports and spending on services. Dow is currently up 149 points at 11,160. NASDAQ now down 4 points at 2,487. And the S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1,159. Oil's gained $1.57 to $82 a barrel. Gold now up $5.04 at $1,612, and silver up 34 cents to $30.20 an ounce. Noticeable stocks this morning, Coca-Cola's up 94 cents at $69, and 3M is up $1.33 to $74.94 a share. That's the market for now. This is Rocky Henderson at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rocky. Things are getting up a little bit better there. You know, we talked about the other day about buying gold and silver, that I was going to go down, I was going to go back up. Go down and visit our local gold and silver guys.
Congratulations.
Patriot Gold and Silvers.
For the Masquerade Murders, congratulations, Laurel. you won the tickets. You have to come by to the station, 1326 Market Street. Also, across my desk today, hopefully we can fit that in, I have a bunch more Monster Bash tickets for the Sunday. We just got them, so we'll be giving those away this show as well. So we're going to take a break here, KCNR 1460.
Oh, football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
It's coming.
The United Way's Extreme Health Weekend, Saturday, October 1st. Watch or take part in weightlifting competitions, CrossFit throwdown, powerlift meet, pump and run, bicycle rides, including the 100-mile century, the 60-mile metric, or the 32-mile short ride. Get your tickets now at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Other events like Zumba, a fun-filled event for all, put Reading on the map and beat the Guinness Book of World Records at 4 p.m. No experience needed. Get your tickets online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Access the experts in the mini sports clinics, lacrosse, fly fishing, baseball, disc golf, rock climbing, fencing, yoga, golf, tennis, and much more. Just go to ExtremeHealthWeekend.com for clinic schedules and ticket purchases. Get in on a pasta bash by Mary's Pizza Shack Saturday at 5 p.m. followed by a sock hop. United Way's Extreme Health Weekend. Sponsored by Home Helpers, Record Searchlight, Birds Physical Therapy, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Boddy. 11 in the morning, September the 29th. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting and streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 65 degrees, going to be high today of 98. And don't forget, the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Music out there every Saturday up at the vineyard, beautiful vineyards. October 15th is going to be a wonderful medieval harvest fest in costume. And come and join us.
You're going to be singing that
out
day.
There with my favorite trio and a new guest I've added with a saxophone and flute will be Lou White. That'll be a lot of fun. So come on up. It's I think $45 a ticket. It's going to be a set dinner. I think you have three options, and we're going to be dressed in lords and ladies, and you may even wear.
You may see.
Man in tights.
You may. I don't know about that. That right there is kind of scary. Hey, and speaking of scary, our next guest.
Oh, I love a segue.
Yeah, our next guest is a gentleman by the name of John Walker. And good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
I'm doing great. And John Walker is one of those people that, you know, he walks the walk. And has worked in a number of fields that have led him into working in counterterrorism and working in helping police agencies and federal agencies prepare for disasters, and has even, from what I understand, protected people from pirates, if that too was true.
I've been around a little bit.
John, tell our audience just a little bit about you.
Well, I started out in the Marine Corps, you know, Carl, and I went to work as a law enforcement officer with the South Dakota Highway Patrol in 1982. From there, I got my first introduction to extremism, and later went to work with the State Division of Criminal Investigation and worked violent crime for 14 years up until 9/11. I had been working a program out of Louisiana State University, counterterrorism program, as early as 1998. It was a crisis response to international incidents. And after 9/11, I went to work in the Air Marshal program as a close quarter combat instructor. From there, I got picked up by the Department of Defense and did five tours in Iraq. Tour in Jordan, tour Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, most recently Philippines, Russia, and got home about 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know, and welcome home. You know, I stayed in touch with John via, you know, over the years via most email, and some phone calls there. One of the reasons that, you know, that when John and I have talked in, on various occasions is that you see a lot of things out there that most Americans, I'd say the vast majority of Americans, have no idea what's going on. When you travel and when you when you're doing these jobs, what would you say the largest threat is right now to the United States?
Well, internally, there's several organizations. The biggest threat would be Islamic terrorism. But within the United States, we have several groups that pose a direct threat right here. And one of them has, it's called Jamaat al-Fukra. It's run by a guy by the name of Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani. And I'm not sure of the count right now on compounds, but I believe it's over 13, with predominantly most of them out in the East Coast, and they have moved west. The encampments that are compounds that Jamaat are running range everything from EOD, using basic military tactics, training military tactics to their followers and direct sponsors, Muslims of America, the MOA.
Now, I've seen a report on this before. In fact, it was the first report I saw on it was a couple of years ago, and it raised the consciousness, but nothing happened after that. And in fact, they've expanded, is what I've seen. Is that correct?
That's correct. They actually did a couple assassinations back in the 1980s. Ali Jilani is currently residing in Pakistan. And out in Oregon, there's kind of a cult that had been up working or had settled in, and they assassinated several of the cult members. That had been about 1986 or 1988. Since then, like I said, Jilani has fled the United States, but his ties are directly to the various compounds through other sheikhs.
Yeah, the point that you're making and the point that we saw before is that this is going on American soil, and for us to think that we are not having this happen is we're kind of like burying our heads in the sand.
It is, because most Americans don't understand the philosophy behind the term called conquering from within. And what that basically entails is breeding into a society and gaining a stronghold through, childbirth, basically. And you're seeing a lot of that now in England, France, Germany. There was a book published by Dr. Peter Hammond, and it's called What is Islam? What Islam Isn't? And it goes directly into the threat. And as the society, for example, Islam, starts gaining a stronghold through percentages within the population, how the philosophy changes.
Well, it seems like when you look at what happens in England and the Netherlands, France, that it's, where people come in and, people that immigrate into your country and become part of the society is not what you're talking about, and it's not what the problem is. It's when people migrate, stay in there, and do not want to assimilate, and they want the society they have migrated to assimilate into them. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct. And I can put it into direct perspective. I just got back from the Philippines, and MILF has a very strong organization over there, the Myro Islamic Liberation Front, who is causing all the problems. Islamic stronghold in the Philippines currently is about 6 to 8%, mostly in the island of Mindanao and South. But up until after Marcos' presidency, everything was kind of calm, and then the society within the society grew, and right now there's concessions being made by the government for MILF, and unfortunately those concessions are being made through terroristic acts within the islands themselves. And while I was over there, there were several kidnappings and several suicide bombings and actual other bombings on the various islands. But again, the infighting within the group itself, and then the training camps are coming in from Indonesia and settling in to what I would consider one of our strongest allies. But the concessions by the government is just reinforcing pretty much the philosophy of gaining control through integration through, yeah, I guess, the breeding process and gaining a stronghold.
Okay. Our guest is John Walker, a counterterrorism expert who has worked throughout the world in countries that are having problems. He has been an instructor in tactics and emergency preparedness throughout the world to governments, foreign governments, working for the State Department, working for the Department of Defense. We're going to take a quick break here. We have people lined up to ask you questions, John. So hang on, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
And Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fight that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 8:23 in the morning, September the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leia, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. You know, he takes care of your eyes whether you're a toddler or a senior. His on-site lab with everything that's going on in the world and the economy, you're worried about insurance, don't worry. Give Dr. Lay a call at 223-2325. He wants to take care of your eyes. Glasses for the whole family and the latest design in progressive lenses, which Linda knows about.
Yes, I do have them on today, and they're my Christian Dior duo lenses. All right.
We put our eyes in his hands.
That's right, Dr. Joseph Leah. This is just a fascinating topic that we're talking about today, and of course we're taking your calls. Our guest this morning is longtime friend and associate of Carl's, Johnny Walker.
John Walker.
Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, I could tell you a couple of Carl stories too.
Ooh, I'm sure
I can tell you. I just told during the break a John Walker story. You remember when we pulled into that checkpoint? You know, John, and the two guys were in the fight with the third guy.
Well,
anyway,
we do have somebody on the line, John. Welcome to the program. Do you have a question for the other John?
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
We're great, thank you.
Nice to have you back with
Thanks.
Us.
Thanks.
You going to be there tomorrow?
Yes.
I do have a question for John Walker. John Walker, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Listen, I know that because of the nature of your work, you don't really get into the politics of this too much. But it seems our current president has elected to give credit to or a culture of acceptance and even privilege protection for Muslim Islamist immigrants. On top of that, we have, it seems like, a open border to our south here in California that allows illegal immigration for these groups to come through. How are we keeping track of this? I mean, we have a handle on the groups, the cults and groups that we know about here, but how about these ones that are just flooding into the country unsighted?
Unfortunately, some of the information that I'm privileged to indicate, you know, on the south border, there are areas that some of the more extreme people from Islam are learning Spanish and infiltrating that way. But the northern border is a very porous border in regard to Islam. Sometimes when I teach, I talk about, to put it into perspective, if we have 13 million illegal aliens in the United States and we go with 1% of them, as Islamic, and then you start breaking down, that's about 150,000 coming in the United States. And if you say only 10% of that 150 is extreme, I believe it's much higher than that. You're looking at over 1,500. Active terrorists in the United States, and I think my numbers are extremely low.
I think you're right. I think we're looking at many more.
If you're asking me politics, I can't really get into that, but I understand your frustration. And the other thing is, I sometimes question why aren't we spending more in areas like the Philippines, and where we do have a direct ally, where we do have a stronghold, where we can combat this threat. But I'm not up that far in the food chain to make those
suggestions. I'm not trying to drag you into politics here, John, but Ron Paul has talked about bringing back troops to America, not, you know, shutting down America's presence in the world, but reassimilating this country as being the priority for protection as opposed to being in other countries in aggressive actions. How do you feel about that?
I'm in somewhat of agreement with Ron Paul, although internationally we still have to maintain strongholds in certain areas to protect who I believe are other allies of ours, such as Israel, who I feel we have turned our back on. We still have that obligation to nations that are former Soviet Union, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, areas like that we still can accomplish or maintain some type of discipline in regard to the threat.
Can I ask you one more very practical question?
I would like to see our boys come home.
What reading materials do you use to keep up on the events of the world in regards to these type of terrorist actions?
I'm privileged to a lot of confidential material that I can't talk about, but there are some, I can name you a couple. Bridget Gabriel's got some fantastic work out, probably the most, enlightening book if you're looking at the true Islam. It's called Because They Hate by Bridget Gabriel. Then again, Dr. Peter Hammond, also has a book called, What Islam Isn't. And,
John, are you in the studio?
No.
No, I'm on a telephone in South Dakota.
Yeah. Have you got those things posted anywhere on a website or anything?
No, I don't have a website. I travel too much.
I can tell.
Last thing I did is sit at a computer.
John,
I love the candor that you're providing us here locally. Thank you very much, and I'm going to get off the phone.
Yeah, we have to take a break here. Yeah. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call. Hey,
bye.
John Walker, can you hang on here past the news break?
You bet.
Okay. We're going to take a news break here, and John Walker is our guest.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A government shutdown averted.
Without objection, the Senate amendments are concurred in, and a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The House has just cleared a temporary spending deal by unanimous consent. The move, which extends federal funding through Tuesday once it runs out tomorrow, also replenishes funds for disaster aid. The bill now goes to the White House for the president's signature. And the playoff picture is set for baseball.
The Braves and Red Sox seem poised for the playoffs till the final game of the season.
The Atlanta Braves have been eliminated, and the St. Louis Cardinals have won the National League wild card.
And the Baltimore Orioles stun the Boston Red Sox!
Courtesy ESPN, Boston and Atlanta each losing 4-3, both teams posting historic September collapses.
Fox Radio's Sal Giangrasso, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Ensalmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at EnsalmoVineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Ensalmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Ensalmo wines with your meal. And something new, Ensalmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Ensalmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Ensalmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward
and Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. Celebrating 1 year on the air at KCNR, we are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course. Of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People.
And for our anniversary show, we are bringing you Cameron Gamble from Project Taken. We're facing a lot of prisoners being integrated into our counties and our cities starting October 1st. Mr. Gamble will bring you his very special expertise on how to prevent being abducted.
Bust on to WeThePeopleRadio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460, KCNR.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Alma Free Fire Media and Carl and about 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans. You go in there and you talk. There's a lot of people in there. Everybody's talking about different things, but it's an enjoyable experience, and it's, you know, it's a non-pressure kind of place.
You definitely got a buzz yesterday.
I like it. This is a perfect haircut, and I'm going to take a picture of it and just put it on the wall there and say, look, this is the way you need to get your haircut. And you know, and a shout out to Rich Bay too, because he gets his haircut there. He doesn't have as much hair as I do, but he still gets what's left there cut. Man's last stronghold.
Welcome back to the program. Of course, 8:35. We're looking at the downtown weather of 65. Weather's always brought to you by Insama Vineyards. We also are going to continue on with our program here with Johnny Walker. This has been fascinating. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Hey, John. We want to talk about a couple of things. You know, we talked about internal threats. And, you know, I've read several articles, but talking about how do the Islamic, and we're not talking about everybody, not every Muslim, of course, you know, and John has broken it down to, you know, to the, you know, the fundamentalists that are actually a threat, but how do they recruit here in the United States?
Well, currently, they go target, various groups of people. Right now, the biggest segment of society that is switching to Islam, they're in our prison systems. Between 60 to 80% of young black men are currently turning to Islam. And a direct threat in regard to that is they've already got a grudge against society because they ended up in prison, and then their focus goes into... It's hard to say how many of those focuses will go into the direct, fundamentalistic point of view, but that's what we're seeing. The other thing we're seeing that goes hand in hand with that is in law enforcement, we're seeing number one thing being stole right now out of law enforcement officers' cars are uniforms.
Are what?
Uniforms.
Police uniforms.
Well, that makes you feel good, because then if uniforms are being taken, which means they're going to probably be used for something.
Well, you were in Iraq, Carl. One of the incidents that we got into is I had to, we might say, ward off a law enforcement vehicle that was breaking into our protection detail. And we found out later that the folks in the vehicle probably weren't really law enforcement officers, although they physically appeared to be police officers because of their clothing.
Yeah, I remember, and then in other instances, we had a young man up here that went to work for one of the other security firms, and the police people dressed as police stopped and then took them, and he was gone for 3 or 4 months before they sent back his body. So, yeah, you know, the fact of having, you know, people in the United States, just for the most part, they see somebody in a uniform, a police uniform, well, usually, you know, stop and they trust them just based on the uniform, which is good in most of the cases, but you know, you're saying it could lead to repercussions in others, though.
Well, if you look at Mumbai, that's exactly what occurred over in India. Dress up, fit in, and then the other big thing that we see in regard to incidents that we can critique, such as Mumbai, is the threat comes in and are actually doing surveillance tactics against their target. And that's probably one of the advantages they learned because of the last years of training that they got, 10 years of training in Iraq and Iran, directly related to the war that we got going on over there.
Well, in every case, before they attack, there's surveillance and layers of surveillance. And it's if you can pick that out, that should give you an early warning. Is that correct?
That's correct. People think, ask a question, why? For the philosophy of Islam is time. Time is on their side. Even if it takes 50 years, it don't matter to them because generationally they don't care because time is on their side. And if it takes 100 years, if you look at the United States 25 years ago and today, and you think about, you know, how many people walked around with a burqa 25 years ago? And then you look at today. I mean, you can see it grew. And even 9-1-1, what was 9 years in the making? Time's on their side. First jihad occurred, you know, a lot of people don't understand the significance of 9-1-1. The year 9-1-1 was the first jihad. And so it was launched, the attack was launched on the World Trade Centers in commemoration of 9-1-1. And I personally believe that at that time, the focus is you touch something that is very important. And Bin Laden, if, you know, and I might be wrong, it's my own opinion, wanted to show us that he could touch things. Number one, he could touch our money, the World Trade Center. Number two, our military, the Pentagon. And number three, the government, which would have been Flight 93. But
well, they hit two of those, and they were going for the third when the when the passengers started fighting back.
Yep, that was Flight 93.
Right. Okay. Hey, John, we're going to have to take a quick break. I hope you can stay with us for a couple minutes here. I'm going to come back, and one of the things I want to talk about, we're getting a bunch of chat questions here. If somebody's got a question for Mr. Walker, give us a call at 530-605-4567. We're getting stuff over the chat room that we will pass also. John Walker is talking about the threat to the United States that he sees from, and many people see, from fundamentalists and the Islamic terrorist organizations throughout the world. Some of them, as you said, we've got our homegrown training camps here. We have an enemy, and that's what the terrorists are, that have time on their side. They don't care if it takes decades, where we seem to think if it's not a soundbite and ready to do today, that it's not existent. So, John Walker is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular. But being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot, 8:45 in the morning, September the 29th, 67 degrees downtown.
Oh, we get our chat room is filled, and I didn't mean to talk over you, but I know that we were talking about trying to get some questions out from those who decide to communicate through the chat room. And our guest, of course, is Johnny Walker. We've been talking about terrorism and counterterrorism. Question for you, Johnny, is and welcome back to the program.
I'm still here.
Okay, good. All right, well, Bob has to press a button. Does the U.S. have a valid counterterrorism effort properly funded and used correctly?
Yes, I would have to say yes, especially our intelligence network. I personally know people that work in the intelligence field and have several friends, and I guess I'd say no. I'd be working myself out of a job because I'm part of that network. Yes, we do. That's if you look at what's actually happening and what the media can actually talk about in regards to national security, we have a very good network. And internationally, some of the best people in the field, you know, they're constantly deployed because of the current threat.
Well, it seems like, you know, especially when you get into the special operations group, some of these guys are been deployed 10, 15 times over the last 10 years. And, at some point we wear them out. And then now we're talking about cuts in the Defense Department, cuts in these other things. That's going to have a severe impact, I believe, on it. Hey, John, we talked a little bit about possible. You know, what would you say are the most significant targets that terrorists would go after here in the United States?
It mostly depends on what they want to accomplish. A lot of people want to think it's the infrastructure. I personally think that the number one target that we need to worry about is our children. Several years ago in Afghanistan, there was a raid conducted, and schematics and blueprints of several schools in Oregon were found in caves in Afghanistan. I truly believe that our children probably are one of the top targets. Now, if you're looking at government, which everybody thinks, you know, which should be the target, is target. But you don't have to kill 2,000. You can kill 15 or 16 and make a bigger impression on society than running planes into towers. And, I give a very simple tactic that could happen, but I don't want to talk about it on the radio. I'll talk to you personally about it, Carl, but how I could kill 15 children and accomplish probably a greater degree of terror in the United States than happened 9/11. And it's a matter of how you do it, the impression you make on society, and what I call the ripple effect, dropping a big stone in the water and how far out that stone, the waves from that stone reach.
Well, John, you're absolutely right. You know, if you remember what happened to Columbine and a couple of other places where somebody, where a crazy person walked in and shot children, the vulnerability of the children and making a statement like that is just terrifying. And so, yeah, I'm actually surprised that, I'm also kind of cheered by the fact that I know we've got teams out there in many places in the world. And there's a fierce war going on in mountain passes, caves, you know, urban settings to prevent some of this stuff happening.
Well, if you look at the ability to mutilate, and then you look at children and you start understanding the philosophy of terror, then you understand the threat that could be greater to us than... They've been cutting off heads in the Middle East since the beginning of time. Up until, you know, the last 10 years in the Internet, did the United States and people in the United States make it such a horrific thing? They still stone. It's how it is. It's part of Sharia law. And it's concessions that are made by cultural diversity or society is all 99% of the time in the favor of he who hollers the loudest or makes the biggest point. But I truly feel that our children are the number one target, and then if we look at the playbook from the Middle East and Iraq and Iran, who do they go after next? It's usually law enforcement or EMS personnel. And if we're looking at that type of a statement, those are the group of people that I think have the biggest risk right now of terrorist action against the United States.
Okay. Hey, our guest is John Walker. John is a different type of guest. John is not somebody that's written a polished book on a variety of things, on counterterrorism. John is a man on the ground who has faced it, who works with it every day, sees it, and from a variety of different resources and input and working throughout the world, and sees what he has seen in the other countries as this is what the threats are, this is what they have done, this is what they've found, and has a great deal of access to confidential material. Of course, you know, none of us do, but also can glean it down and say, look, this is some of the things we need to look at. These are the kind of things that could happen. This is reality, my friends.
Hey, John, can you hang on to the other side? We have about 5 minutes left in the program, and I think that we have a couple other questions, if you'd be willing to.
You bet.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com.
and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more servants. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to CARS and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Lindabot, 8:55 in the morning, September the 29th. Yeah, we don't back down. And our guest, John Walker, he doesn't back down. Never seen you back down, John.
It's kind of hard backing up. I just trip if I back up.
Oh, I know.
John and I have spent many a night on top of rooftops in Baghdad.
Wanted to ask you about something that Carl had said and that I kind of heard from the side, and it's also been a question about the pirate problem.
Somalians, that's what they do.
Yeah, and out of some...
Mostly it's young Somalians that have had no recourse for any of their actions up until recently, and... people want to just say it's the pirate, you know, the taking the mercs and ransoming. That problem that doesn't come to light, the ransoming and the kidnapping problem is rampant, but we hear about the pirate problem because it directly affected us at one time. Currently, there's a 15-year-old child and his mother being held in the Philippines and are being, they're Americans, and they're $3 million at ransom being asked for them, and, but we don't hear about things like that because it doesn't directly affect our society. Pirate problem is a big problem. But the international kidnapping problem goes hand in hand with that same problem.
Hey John, do you see a direct link between the drug cartels and terrorism?
What people don't realize is the information, the open source media, the information that can be accessed now, everything's on the computer, and absolutely there is a direct relationship. And if you look at one of the biggest financiers for Iran, you might just stop down in Venezuela and walk around a little bit. But the open source media, everything's being shared, not only with the cartels, organizations like MS-13, they're all sharing the information. Even our homegrown terrorists, you start looking at the Nazi Party and the Aryan Brotherhood and the KKK and the New Black Panther Party, they can get online and look at the playbooks that are happening in the Middle East and anything they want to know. They're sharing the information because they all hate anyhow. They hate us. They hate our society. Raul Khomeini in 1982 declared the Third Jihad. And when he declared the Third Jihad, he focused on three aspects of that jihad, and we are currently in the Third Jihad right now. And that was annihilation of the Jewish race and the State of Israel, destruction of the Western world as we know it, and one religion worldwide, that being Islam. And for anybody not to take that seriously, they pretty much have their head in the sand, because that's where we're at today.
Yeah. Hey, John, we've got to run here. We've only got 30
seconds. We're out of time, unfortunately.
We'd like to have you back on again when you're back in the country, of course.
Yeah, until after the first year, Carl.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been John Walker, who's been working in counterterrorism and security for many years and is a man on the ground that is not afraid to speak the truth. Hey, give that bride of yours a big hug for us. Tell Gunner we said hello.
She's listening to your show right now.
All right.
Super missing. Okay, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, and we had a good guy on today. What are you?
You've been